I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where we're exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world. And this time we're going to go over to Ireland. About 1998, my wife Carol Langstaff and I got what some people might have thought was a harebrained idea to go over and spend 4 or 5 months in the winter in Ireland. I can't explain all the reasons why, but we took the plunge in September of, I guess it was 1997, in September, and went over and we settled into a little village called Ballindareen on the southwest corner of Galway Bay. My grandmother's family had come from outside of Galway City, and it seemed like a good place for us to roost. But after a couple of months, I remember Carol and I looking at each other and saying, well, are we just going to be tourists here forever? Are we ever going to find any work to do? Because both of us like to work. She's a choreographer and had it's just starting a dance company in Vermont. And we didn't like to sit around all that much. We were enjoying ourselves, no doubt, over in Ireland. But we needed to be doing something. And almost in answer to that, my phone rang. And it was a singer named Sean Kane, who I'd met years earlier. He was in a band called Arcady. And when John Prine and Jack Clement and Guy Clark, myself, and a bunch of people went over to play this thing called The Session, which I covered in an earlier program in Dublin in 1988, I'd heard Sean, and he's a wonderful singer, and I had also heard his sister, Dolores Kane, who was a very famous singer in Ireland. And it was Sean calling me up to welcoming me to Ireland. And in the course of our conversation, he said, well, would you be interested in helping me make a record? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, where do you live? He said, about 3 miles away. And the next thing I knew, Sean Kane was in my kitchen. And he started playing me, telling me some songs that he wanted to do. And the very first one was a song written by Pat Alger and Tim O'Brien. And I said, it's called Like I Used to Do. I said, I published that song. And here it is. This is Sean Kane singing this song that I publish.
There was a time we'd be the last to leave, watching the sun come up while everyone fell asleep. The music was always loud. I'd smoke and drink too much until I'd fall in your arms and into your loving touch. Now as the years roll by, time has reeled me in. I slow down a notch or two from the way things were then. For those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. Remember the days we'd pack our bags and run, chasing some crazy dream into the morning sun. Now as the twilight falls, I find I'm satisfied watching the fire glow. Just as long as you're by my side, deep in my heart it seems time has passed me by. I love you as much today as the very first time. For those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. And I still want you the way that I wanted you then. If I could do it all over, I'd do it all over again. Those old ways of mine, I've left them behind. Those crazy days are through. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch for you. The only thing I still do, like I used to do, is carry this torch.
That's how we started. Sean Keane there is sitting in my kitchen, the very first song he picked to tell me about, like I used to do, written by Pat Alger and Tim O'Brien. And I said, well, you know, I published that song. I said, what other songs do you have in mind? And then he said, well, have you ever heard a song called Killing the Blues? I said, well, yes, because Roly Sally, who wrote it, was in the band called the Woodstock Mountains Review with me, and we sang that every time. He said, well, I learned it from a singer named Chris Smither. Well, I said, I know Chris as well. And all of this was almost too much for me to take in. It was so serendipitous. Let's listen to Sean do Roly Sally's Killing the Blues.
Leaves are falling just like embers, in colors red and gold to set us on fire, burning just like moonbeams in our eyes. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. And I'm guilty of something But I hope you never do, 'cause nothing is sadder than losing yourself in love. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. Me just to leave you, and I set out on my own to find what I needed. You asked me to find what I already had. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. Somebody said they saw me, and I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over white clouds. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues, just killing the blues.
Sean Kean doing Rolly Sally's Killing the Blues. And as I say, I was sitting in the kitchen and Sean was telling me of these songs that seemed to be, we couldn't have figured this out, I don't think. And he sang to me and I said, "Have you ever heard a song called I'm No Stranger to the Rain?" And he hadn't. And you might remember that Keith Whitley, a wonderful country singer who sadly died all too soon, had recorded that song and had a good record on it, and I was really familiar with it and loved it. And my good friend Sonny Curtis, who was one of the Crickets, Buddy Holly's Crickets, had written that song. And on the spur of the moment, when Sean told me that he didn't know it, I said, "Well, let's call up Sonny Curtis and see if he'll send us a copy." And it was the afternoon in Ireland, and it was morning in Nashville. And I called Sonny, and he picked up his phone. And I said, "Would you please send me a copy of No Stranger to the Rain?" And like the good professional songwriter he was, he got it in the mail right away. And it just suited Sean to a T. And, of course, Ireland is not too short on rain, so it seemed to suit his audience as well. And I also have to mention here that Working with Sean gave me an opportunity to work with a great guitarist named Artie McGlynn. You just heard him on Killin' the Blues playing a gut string guitar, and he kicks off No Stranger to the Rain. And here it is, and this was turned out to be a good big hit for Sean in Ireland.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder, friend that any wonder lightning strikes me. I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in the downpour. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers, but through it all, I withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain. When I get that foggy feeling, the one I'm feeling now, if I don't keep my head, I may drown. It's hard to keep believing that I'd even come out even, when the rain beats a hole in the ground. And tonight it's really coming down. I'm no stranger to the rain. There'll always be tomorrow, and I'll beg, steal, or borrow a little sunshine. I'll put this cloud behind me, that's how the man designed me, to ride the wind and dance in a hurricane. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Artie McGlynn certainly made it happen on the guitar. And that's Sean Keane singing Sonny Curtis's I'm No Stranger to the Rain. So this is how I got going with Sean. And, you know, I was unfamiliar with the studio situation there in Galway. Sean knew an engineer named Pat Neary. He had a tiny little studio in what they call an industrial estate over there in Ireland. And it wasn't a very prepossessing looking little spot. But what we did was get, Artie introduced me to an excellent bass player, upright bass player named James Blenner Hassett. So Artie and James and myself on acoustic guitar and Sean would go in and do the basic vocal track. And then in some cases, I added Artie's wife, Nellie Casey, was a wonderful fiddle player. And as you heard on, like I used to do, Dolores Keane sang harmony with Sean on that. And then I eventually took the songs back to Nashville and added Stuart Duncan on a couple of things, Jelly Roll Johnson on harmonica, and